Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. I'm so glad that you've joined us. Isn't the energy of 2019? It's pretty amazing. It's feeling light and it's feeling like we have all those new blessings coming in. Today, I made some notes here, the energy of the spirit of loyalty and reinventing yourself. And so if there's things that are even on top of mind and things you want shifted, I encourage you to call us at 1-800-930-2819. We'll take your calls today. And I had a few requests to do this a little bit more, so we'll try to do this once a month and make sure that we can sift and shift the energy behind what is happening. I also want to let all the new people welcome to listening, and thank you for listening, and to our TLC community of extraordinary living. I want to also just let you, as we're shifting in the energy tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time, we have our Transformational Global Online Call. And because giving is all year round, we did it at 50% off. You just need to go to tracylclark.com, go to where it says attend, and you'll see. You don't need a coupon. That always gets too confusing. We just want to say welcome. And this is another hour and a half where we'll spend together. And we do it once a month to keep you aligned. One of the things that I've really brought from the community and hearing what you guys are saying is sometimes it's hard when we're going through our shifts and changes to really stay on a path or routine. And we talked a little bit about that last week, you know, when January comes, and I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. And you probably know that a lot of you are probably at that point where I don't like those anymore. We were talking about that. And what a lot of people are saying, Tracy, it gets harder to sometimes stay on, you know, a proper, whether it's a program or just a routine. And so one of those things that I committed to doing is making sure that, yes, you have the show. You've got all the beautiful shows on Transformation Talk Radio to help you out. And, you know, even by coming to a global online call or something once a month, it keeps you energetically uplifted and aligned and really to give you those tools that you know how to move through your life. This is such an incredible year about connecting. The energy of 2019 is really about connecting to your body and what is it telling you and how is it speaking to you. And this is why, because when we talk about the energy of the spirit of loyalty and recreating yourself and reinventing yourself, it's quite a big topic because we're constantly changing who we are. However, it's also a space where there can be a reason to want to create that's backed by fears of why we don't create, which actually come from conforming. And when you're small and you're told, you know, go out into the world and be you and be unique, but as you get into school, you're told, you know, you go to school at this time, you eat at this time, you have to act like this, be quiet, all these little rules and regulations. So the body starts to pick up a lot of information of how to act to fit in. And basically what's happening is this year, as we go through the year, there's a lot of old paradigms that are breaking around how we fit in, what that looks like, and how you be the best version of you. So a lot of people, you hear that out there all the time, and people ask me all the time, you know, everyone's saying be the best version of you. And yes, you know, I have it in my tagline there, and be extraordinary. What does that really mean? And this year, all of us are always, you hear that, perfect just the way we are, and that's not new information. But it's about actually really embracing who you are and opening an awareness to be able to just create more and have fun in your life and co-create in your life. And quite often, so that's why I always say the first half of this year, it comes in really light. Some people have said to me, it feels so heavy. And that's just things that are letting go. It'll lift. And it depends on where you live too. It depends on the location right now. So I wanted to expand on that today because we've had so many questions of really what is changing and what's different for this year. And so back to the spirit of loyalty. Think about all the things that we become very loyal to because we're programmed. So you're loyal to your family. You may be loyal to your school, your countries. Those are big ones. Maybe a religion. And so we take in the programming and become very loyal. And then some people, especially as empaths, they say they're like loyal to a fault. And I know I used to say that all the time, you know, oh, I'm loyal to a fault. And I would, I get myself in trouble, you know, when you know you need to leave a relationship or you need to leave a job or you need to leave something in your life that's happening and your loyalty keeps you locked in. But it's not just the body's memory of this lifetime of what you've learned. A lot of times what starts to wrestle inside of us is the loyalty or the oaths or the vows we've made to family. So your words, I promise to do this or I promise to do that or I vow to do this. And if you look throughout history, how many times have you vowed to do something or you promised to do something? And that actually stays within our inner memory of our body, of our system. That's why it's so important this year to really connect to what your system's saying. I also tell you, it's the year of the word. And I've said this so much January, and it really is the year of the spoken word. And you might say, well, what does that mean? How does that affect me? Well, what we are saying, so you hear a lot about speak into spirit or universe, God, divine, whatever you want to call it, to speak into what you want. And that's true. And when you're co-creating, why are you co-creating? So what is the emotion you don't want to feel anymore? And so that's really where you want to look at this year. So why do you want to create money? So you don't have to feel lack or, you know, inferior, whatever your emotion is behind that. Why do you want to create a relationship so you don't feel lonely anymore? You got to figure out what that is because those negative emotions always stop you from creating. So rather than just saying things like, I want to create this relationship, it's about understanding why and then speaking that. So the universal energies are changing quite drastically, 2019, 2020. So we've kind of come over this hump. And that's why there's a lot of truths that are coming out in the world that you're going to see and feel and hear and go, oh my God, I had no idea this was happening. I had no idea. So what you'll find is that when we're going through this energy and this transition is that you will want to make sure you're clear in what you're speaking. So I did a Facebook Live earlier, and I want to bring this point up because it was extremely important where people said to me, I always say, show me the truth about something. Show me the truth about this. Show me the truth about that. And when I actually do that, it's amazing what comes back to you. Now, be very discerning too about the information because again, who you were today is not who you were 6 months ago or a year. If you're moving. But a lot of people have said, you know, we've been doing this exercise, show me the truth. And bang, the truth is coming out. But then when that truth comes forward, then you've got to look at the spirit of loyalty because now you've got to make decisions on, are you going to keep those people in your realm? Are you going to continue to interact maybe in that job? And this is where the spirit of loyalty becomes very restless within a lot of people. And then all of a sudden you're trying to get free of that so you can create something new. So this is part of that space this year. So a lot of people say, what's the fear? And that's usually that negative space. But a lot of people forget that we also have to look at what's our loyalty to that? Is it that if you leave that family paradigm, you're not going to have anybody to replace it? Because we have such big paradigms, for instance, around schools, government, religion, family. They're the huge banking systems. Those are the five big paradigms so that people get sucked into, right? That start to create your identity based on fitting in or not wanting to fit in. So this spirit of loyalty really needs to be looked at this year because it's like the most important person that you need to be loyal to is really yourself. and to be loyal to you. And this is where then when you say, you know what, I might be afraid if I let that person go or that work go or change where I live or whatever it might be, but you can get some big benefits out of it. I know when I moved across the country, people thought I was crazy with two little kids. They're like, how could you do that? What are you walking into? I said, I don't know, but I just know I need to go. This place isn't serving me anymore. And I hear 10 years later, people say to me, they'll be like, wow, that was so amazing that you actually could break that hold and go to something you don't know. But when we go to something we don't know, and there is a fact that most people gravitate to information they know because it makes them feel comfortable. But this year, if you can take the leap of faith and you can go to something you don't know, watch what will happen, all the changes and all the creations that you'll start to bring in. Now, when you go somewhere new, you are going to feel nervous. You might even feel that word anxiety, but what's anxiety? It's just a definition we have, right? You might feel obviously unsure. I know I was. I moved to this bigger city and I'm like, where am I going? What's happening? What, you know, what's unfolding? But as you integrate, the new stuff starts to show up. And this is about every part of our life. And this is why the energy is so supportive for what you're speaking right now. And this is the year. You know, I was the other day, someone said to me, I said this, and literally by the end of the day, it happened. She was actually creating a new product, and she didn't realize it was going to unfold that way, but it did by the end of the year. So, or by the end of the day, that fast. So all the people had called her, she didn't even do anything. And so the creation is going to be really, really strong. So the spirit of loyalty is going to be something I want you to really pay attention to and say, what am I too loyal to, which is not allowing me to be loyal to myself? Not allowing me to be loyal to myself. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have Magda on the line. So we're going to bring her in, answer her question. And if you would like to, I always sometimes forget even the calling number myself. So I'm going to look it up. If you want to have a call after Magda, 1-800-930-2819. Let's answer your question and shift the energy behind it so we can make your 2019 a heck of a lot better. See you right after the break.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Calling all ladies. Are you struggling with neck, back, shoulder pain, or postural issues? You actually might have a related bra problem. Talk to Maria Monti at the Healthy Bra Company. She is a professional postural therapist who offers custom fitted, custom altered bras in 2,500 size combinations specific to your body type, shape, size, anatomical features, and breast weight. Call Maria today to find out more at 360-815-3205.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. All right, we're talking about loyalty, having some fun shifting in the 2019 energy. And we have Magda on the line. So Carter, let's bring her in and welcome her to 2019.
Yeah, Magda, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thank you, Carter. And hi, Tracy. How are you?
Hello, good. How are you? Happy New Year.
Good. You as well. Bless you and all that good stuff coming for you this year. I'm so excited for our community.
Yeah, it's a great community. What can we shift for you today? What's going on?
So one of the big things that has been coming up, especially as you were talking, you know, with our videos yesterday and certainly on Facebook Live today, we were talking about loyalty, and I dove in a little bit because I was curious what was holding me back from creating and going to that place of truly believing and having faith in my dreams and allowing myself to dream. And this is a limitation that I've noticed that perhaps I picked up from years of just kind of being taught to play safe and play small. And I'm wondering if there's anything that can shift in that area and what I can do or what can be shifted so I can dream and actually make some major changes this year.
Yeah, making it, and dreaming and actually that creation energy, correct? That's what it's showing.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm going to ask you a question just as something we're looking at here is, so if you had that ability to create the way that you feel you want to create, what wouldn't you feel anymore?
A lot of doubt would go, as well as that feeling of limitation and restriction. I feel like oftentimes I feel stuffed in a tiny little box.
Yeah.
Like I don't get to be the real me. Like I feel like I'm being kind of suffocated by limitations. So
yeah.
I think that would be in a big way.
Yes. So that is the resistance and the hesitation. So to wanting to create, but see, so say we put it together. So the first part is I want to create. And then you go, it's not coming the way. So we look at the other side of it is what is in that feeling, why we want to create it. So that feeling, so it's like, okay, is it impossible? No, I have my doubt. And where that doubt comes from is you do too much comparison, right? So you compare still too much to what other people are rather than going, who cares? You know, like it's me, because there's only one you, right? You have a voice in a way, and it's really hard. This is actually exactly, and I'm going to start to back this out for you and pull this energy. It sits a very heavy in your heart space, like right in the trachea. And one of the things with the comparison, that's the energy. So you know what I was saying earlier before the break, we're told, right, be unique. But look at the information when you went to school. So you know before 0 to 5, you can see creative, I'm different. You knew that already. So now look at when you started to have to conform to be like everybody else. And look at how much comparison started to come in that to fit. Can you see that?
Can you see that? Oh, for sure, for sure.
Yeah. So what I want to do, and everybody listening, you can take this energy. You just say, I'm taking that into my body, is we want to remove all the accumulation of the comparison energy, the spirit of comparing in order to fit. And the word they use for you, so spirit, this is what I hear. That's what when I say word, people are like, who are you talking to? the word they use, society. Which is different. And this is what people don't understand a lot of times is So it's everywhere you have tried to fit and compared yourself in society, which is different than in your village, say, or just in your family. This is in society. So this is a whole, like this is very, very centered around multiple lifetimes. So all the society situations. And also you can see there's another line of where you've dealt with other lifetime information of also just trying to fit in, which has to do, and they the words they use is race and class. So we'll get rid of that as well, because we don't want to have any of that in there. So it's just like, here I am, here's what I want to create, and we got to override it. So we're going to override your heart drive. We always call it your heart drive, with the information, and we'll impart the energy back into your body of that understanding. So it's increasing the innate system, so your whole body in here, to understanding there are people, places, and things there waiting for you. So we want to remove you out of that comparison so you can step into the fullness of who you are. So you are actually your own worst problem.
Yeah, that's very true.
Because when I'm looking at the field, I'm like, people really like her. People know what's happening. But you create the block. So what we'll also do is allow that there's a safety to being seen. There's a safety to not have to compare. So how does it feel when you look at now, okay, comparison and then being, you know, loyal to a way of being? Does that feel lighter? Does that feel better?
Yeah, I feel lighter. I still feel a little bit of that, like you said, more of the throat and a little bit of the bottom of the stomach. But yeah, I think that's still moving.
Yeah, we'll release what that is. And now, did you find the energy heavier or lighter coming into 2019?
Actually, I actually found it a little bit disorienting. So it was...
Yes.
Like where in anticipation for 2019, I felt really uplifted and joyful, and yeah, and then New Year's Eve happened, and I was like, wait a minute, what happened?
So. Yeah, a little. You know, it was interesting when I came back from holiday. I landed, and for the first 48 hours, I was actually very dizzy, and it was like coming back into regrounding, and part of that is there's a vibrational shift we went through. This energy is it's way higher. That's why we kind of went into it already in October of last year. And people don't understand, like normally they think we switch the clocks and we switch the energy, but we shifted the energy earlier than we normally do. And then we're kind of bumping. So it's like, visualize, it's like, you know, you were on a, you know, those helium balloons and you're floating away. And so people talk about 3D energy, 5D energy. And a lot of people go, what the heck is that? They don't even understand. You guys don't need to get caught up in that. But basically, so it's like having a tether where you're floating into the new energy and it's holding you back into the old way of being. So that will make you feel disoriented. And we can unhook everybody that may feel they're still in that energy, so we can let it go and actually start to reset you to feel a little bit more grounded in the new energies.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. We'll open that for you because it's a really good year. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of the lightness that we feel and a lot of really great creation. But people still need to remember on the world as a whole, the old paradigms look like, I say like black, you see lava that's bubbling and it's like coming up. It looks like that. It's coming up onto the surface, right? So you can sometimes as empaths feel that energy. So make sure you just go, okay, that's not me. Stay very focused on where you want to create and the truth. So it's a good exercise for you to say, well, truthfully, am I being my own distraction right now?
Yes, very much. Yeah. Sure. That's I've observed that in the last couple of days for sure.
Yeah, because you can see that as you talk to yourself more, I'm like, I'm just being my own distraction. Because once that shifts and you step into that new paradigm, it's a little scary because you're like sitting at the doorway here and you can look in and then you're like, wow, oh, okay, what does that look like? How do I act in that fully? So you've done the work behind it. Now it's the action step of saying, well, I'm not going to be my own worst distraction.
Yeah,
You don't need to be anymore. And that's what I want to actually, that's the next layer that actually wants to come out. That's sitting more into the stomach area that can come out and can release. And then there is, up in Canada too, there's a little bit of a heavier, it's like those, my daughter has one of these weighted blankets. She got one for Christmas. I don't know if you've seen them, but you put it on, it's like a heavy weight, right? And there is a heavier blanket like that. Just it's kind of going with the weather system. And so it's kind of like the spirit of hibernation as well. So if we take you and transport you somewhere else, like out of the country, I noticed it. You'll start to notice that in different places, it's a lot lighter than where it is in Canada right now. So be aware of that. So you can just see yourself somewhere, you know, go to the beach or go to the sun. But even if you visualize yourself there, you'll notice you'll be like, I don't need to be my own worst enemy anymore. I'm done with that pattern. So if you're done with that pattern, let's remove the accumulation of all the roots and seeds of where that pattern came in. And I'm going to start to move it out. And you'll start to see that it looks like dust particles starting to fly off. And so hopefully you'll just go to the bathroom a little bit more, get that out of the body and be ready to create. So keep your pen and paper close because it looks like you're going to have a lot more information and ideas and start writing them down. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
You got a really good
journal right in front of me.
Yeah, you know what? You have a really good year coming. So I just like step into that and just even use your body if you need to. So you can actually step over like, remember, like you can step to the right and let all that old energy go and then take one step forward. And just as you step forward, lean your body in and say, I'm actually now stepping into the new me, the new reinvented me.
Beautiful. And do the Thank action. You so much.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay. Have a great day. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Thanks,
well.
Mega. Bye.
Bye.
You know, it's wonderful when we see people call in. Please, if you like, feel free to be able to shift for you, 1-800-930-2819, so we can keep moving and shifting. And the loyalty thing is huge. So she hasn't been as loyal to herself as she knows she can be, which actually opens you up to that reinvention that she's ready to be, which is in 2019. So I want to discuss a little bit more about the reinventing ourselves when we come back after the break. And a few different things that we want to start to align for in the area of your physical body. So we'll be back right after the break.
Your favorite transformation talk radio shows are now on Spotify.
What?
Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom. With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Yeah! Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life, or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's Heaven-Sent Guided Angel Meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. And if you haven't checked out our global online event, I want to encourage you to at tracylclark.com. You just go to where it says attend and you will see we have a 50% off offer on it tonight. It's tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern time for 90 minutes. And you don't need a coupon. It's just right there. So it makes it a lot easier. I find sometimes the coupon codes can get a little bit distracting. But it's about actually expansion, not only of 2019, but you know, the wealth energy internally and externally. I'm not just talking money. That's not what it's just about. Increasing the vibrance of your peace, your inner peace, how you react in your environment, and really answering your questions. And they're great calls. We usually have about 100 people on them. So, and it's a lot of fun. If you can't make the call, don't worry. You can always hit the replay, which is available right after the call. So a lot of fun. Check it out. We always have great events going on in the TLC community to support you and uplift you. We were talking with Magda before the break about the loyalty and the reinvention of who she is. And it's a big thing that we wanted to talk about and share with you today because 2019, all about reinventing. And there's a lot of ways of different things that are coming in. And I was just, you know, writing some of this down, listening when I always hear some things I hear, see, or feel of how they come through. And it's also a big year of the reinvention of our finances, how we deal with them, our time and our effort, and how we manage our time, how we're loyal to ourselves, and how we make ourselves a priority, how we make ourselves first in our life. And you know, quite often we get distracted in running for everybody else or doing things for everybody else. So we forget to make that time for us. So you'll find that this year will probably go a lot quicker than any of the years you've had before. We always joke in our community and we say, you know, leave your Christmas tree up if you had one, because before you're going to blink and it's going to be the end of the year again. But how we actually are really wanting to react with our environment, react with the people, it's really shifting a lot this year to coming back to more grounded, centered, and neutral. So really being in a place of this observation. So a lot of you probably noticed that you didn't feel like shopping much, for instance, over the holiday season. And or you come, you know, into January and it's the last thing you want to do. So this whole spirit of the things that we're distracting with consumerism and all this stuff, it's actually starting to lift. And we're getting back to really, this is a year of seeing people for people, helping people, thank you, God, and really seeing what people need, want, and require. So remember, your soul is programmed to be helping in service, to being, you know, with others and in community, and you're programmed to never feel alone. And this is part of that reinvention, is that when we've had so much technology, we become more isolated from each other than connected to each other. So there is a double sword. It connects us in one way, but can isolate us in another. So, you know, you've seen those stats where, you know, I just came back from a holiday and people saying that they prefer to go on a holiday with their cell phone versus their partner. And you're like, wow, okay. So these are things to reinvent. When you look at recreating who you are and you look at recreating your values this year, this is the time to start planting those seeds. This is a time to say that, is it really important? One, I always say put your health up top. That should always be number one. Because when you stay on minimizing your stress and where you are, your health, you can change the course of it now. So a lot of people say, well, I'm healthy now. I don't need to look at any of that stuff. Well, change and really look at what can you recreate this year? How can you recreate it and become a different, better version of who you are? So a more expanded version of who you are. And with that, then you can go into this energy of change and transformation. So your time is going to feel like you have more time of it if you get rid of the things that are distracting you. And this is what I want to thank the hand of God of increasing for each and every one of you. Just like we were saying with Magda, as being loyal to yourself this year, making that promise to self to be the most loyal to you and the commitment to you and the people around you that you actually care, love, and want to support and uplift. Thank you, God. So you can say universe or divine, but I say thank you, God. So this is the way the energy can move, because when we also, this is the year we were talking about earlier with your speak. So when you're actually saying things, it's extremely important this year, more than any other year, to thank spirit, divine, or God, however you see that. So I'm constantly saying thank you, God, all the time, because you want to give thanks to that spirit energy for making the transitions in your life and to helping you to get through. So the right people, and we'll align this for each and every one of you, for the right people, places, and things to show up to get you to where you need to go and how you need to get there. So you don't need to spend time going, what is the how? Trust that it's coming. You know, I have a dear friend, she's has something that she's selling, and she was always sort of, you know, pushing and pushing. And then eventually she just kind of went, well, you know, I don't care. I know spirit has it taken care of. And sure enough, you know, someone just came in and wanted what she had. And this is how quickly spirit is going to move in 2019. So when you're giving thanks on a regular basis of what you're creating, you're going to find it's going to be easier to actually transition yourself into becoming a more expanded version of who you are. And then that will actually continue to make a quicker change in society. So it might feel a little bit more black and white this year, but just know that that's okay. But this way you can actually see what needs to be changed, needs to be transitioned on a very quick basis. So just ask yourself, what is it? What is it that I want to commit myself? Just hold that thought for a minute and we'll switch the energy around it. Then I want to commit to myself at all costs. So it's like that jump. I'm ready to commit to myself at all costs. Thank you, God. That I no longer want to allow the accumulation of distractions, fears, the spirit of compromise, and any what I would call them more like enemy spirits. So energies that could be, maybe you refer them to as vampire suckers, maybe you refer to them as just distraction energies, no right, no wrong of how you say them. But I want to remove that accumulation of energy out so we can actually increase you to actually open the pathway stronger for the things that you want to desire. So if you think of one thing, and we'd ask Magdalena this question. So think of the one thing that you would actually like to bring into your world. And then again, when you hold that. So we're going to go back to what we were talking about at the top of the hour. If you're looking for a relationship and you're looking for it because there's no, you don't want to be lonely. So think of what your one thing is. And then what we can do is we can remove the accumulation of what the resistance and the hesitation of the energy. So in this case, it would be the spirit of loneliness. It would be creating a block. So there's an energy of a blockage that comes up as well that we want to remove. So I have to apologize. My cat just jumped up and said hello. Everybody who knows me in my TLC community knows that when I do energy work, my cats are always around. They're a big part. If you've watched any of our shows on animal communication, they love what we do. So just move that accumulation of energy of the thing that you wanted to create. And the negative resistance and hesitation, I'm just going to actually move that energy out of your field. So for a lot of you, you'll feel it. If you're a feeler, you'll feel it in your solar plexus. Some of you may feel nothing, and that's okay. You don't have to feel anything. What it is trusting that spirit has your back. Thank you, God. And that's the biggest connection. You hear me say this a lot, the connection, the commitment, the dedication. And it's so important because the more we increase that connection and that loyalty, that should be your number one loyalty, is how are you connecting? So when I'm saying thank you, God, all day long in my day and creating and helping people just like you, I'm keeping that connection very strong because I know it's not me doing the work. I'm just a conduit. And a lot of times people, I've seen it a lot lately where people that have worked in the energetic field, they get very, very sick. And they get sick because they actually don't keep their connection strong. And because when you do, you actually will not take on the energy of the people you're working with. Like when I looked and had done over 12,000 individual appointments, one-on-ones, people said, how did you not get sick? How did you not get? And I said, I was sick my whole life. I just declared that, okay, God, thank you, God, I'll do this. Thank you for the allowing me to be the conduit, but I'm not going to get sick. So my body just started to, sometimes it yawns or burps. You've seen people do that. But that's usually where the connection, so the loyalty becomes to the client or your friend or your family member versus the loyalty and the connection to the higher power, the higher being. So thank you, God. And when you have that, what happens is you will be able to help and serve more people by being loyal to yourself and keeping that to yourself and recreating who you are. Because this year, like I said, the recreation energy is going to be like nothing you've ever seen before. As old paradigms do fall down, we're going to have to start to look and say, okay, how do we interact with each other differently? And I think we're going to see some pretty cool breakthroughs too that are really going to help society as the old paradigms are breaking. You can see the energy is just shifting and it's a lot more, the way I see sometimes in colors and stuff, you can see it's a lot more vibrant. It's a lot more loving. It's a lot more compassionate. And very, very much out of the mental space. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back for one more segment after the break. So thank you for joining us again. And please check out our global online call at tracylclark.com in the event section. And we can join you again tonight. But we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back right in a few minutes.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How often do you find yourself wondering, why me? Learn a new shift in perspective to see how everything that takes place in your life is actually working for you and shifting you towards your own enlightenment. Tune in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit MistyMThompson.com. That's MistyMThompson.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. It is so exciting for the 2019 energies, and I am loving them. So I hope you are as well. You know, when we're talking about really going into the loyalty and the reconnection of self, when you're on your spiritual journey, there's a few things that people do always want to know. How do you know when you've really connected? How do you know that, you know, spirit's really listening to you and to give you that faith to keep changing and keep creating? And some of the things here that, you know, you notice is you do experience more joy and peace. I know when I really started to anchor in my connection and really start to change myself according to the way I knew I was hearing from spirit, and I knew I needed to live because the old way wasn't working, I got this download of this incredible sense of joy and peace. And I kept looking over my shoulder because I'd never had it for many, many months. And I kept thinking, it's going to go away. It's going to go away. And it didn't. And I didn't realize until later that that was that connection. Thank you, God, into that spiritual space of pure connection into these realms of really different possibilities, and knowing that it was the first time I felt and knew I wasn't in truth walking alone. I always still had that hesitation that, okay, am I doing this alone? Is there something really connecting with me? And I knew at that point because the feeling was so strong. So that's one of the ways. And the other thing that you're going to start to notice when you're very loyal to yourself and make yourself that priority and make yourself in your own way most dedicated to you. I'm not talking in an ego selfish way. I mean, like taking care of yourself, nurturing those around you, surrounding yourself with people that do love, care, and support you, is that there will be no need, like this old teaching around protection. There will be never need to protect against anything because you'll be so connected that everything is just as it is. It's all there for a reason. It's all there to serve you. So that old teaching's actually going. So if you still have that in your field, I want to thank that hand of God of removing that out. Don't need to protect. There's nothing to protect from. All there is a way of just being in that moment and seeing what is it here to serve you. The other thing that I noticed when I really got into my connection is that as I connected more and I started to reinvent who I was and became very loyal to me, and this is what I want to transmit all of this energy to you guys while you're doing your transition, is the fun thing around the play. You'll notice the music you listen to will probably change. The clothes you wear will change. Your hair might change. The paint on your wall might change. You know, you might go, I need new furniture or something. So as you're reinventing who you are inside with your emotions, the surroundings will change as well, and they will need to change. So as the heaviness of the people leave, because now you've recreated, and it's like, what do I require today? And start asking yourself this question, what do I require today? And if you can sit back and really think about it, you might require a little bit more quiet time. You might require listening to some different uplifting music. I know if I feel a little bit in the heavier energies, I just put on some really good spiritual music that I really like, and right away I can realign myself and get back up. So what do you require? And you can ask yourself those questions as well as, what do you require to make the shift into the area you desire to go? What do you require? Do you require help from somebody else? Do you require, and it's hard sometimes, you know, you got to reach out and say, I don't know how to do this. Give me help. That's why there's amazing people out there to help you. Do you require, like I said, a new location? Do you require new people? Do you require to let somebody go? And this, like I said, this is the perfect time to plant these seeds. So as you always hear me say, you're like the tree of life. You have this beautiful garden around you that the weeds come in and the boulders come in and you have to move them around and you have to prune them out. But if we start to plant the new seeds now and speak those in now, you're going to start to see them come up in your life. And you're going to start to see all these new possibilities that you get to start to take. But we want to keep you so connected that you don't have that doubt or that fear that Magda was talking about earlier. And that peace will start to flood over you more this year, and you'll feel it more. You'll feel it in the depths of your soul because it's like saran wrap coming off another layer, and it's not something that you have to be completely focused on and going, what is that layer? A lot of people get caught up in that. What's next? What's that layer? All you need to do is just say, thank you, God, I'm letting that go. Thank you, God, I'm letting that go. And when you start to acknowledge what has left, it's like when you're in gratitude. So, you know, even the simplest things, I just got rid of an old couch and I was like, thank you. Thank you for being such a great couch for 10 years. It was huge, this couch. Thank you for serving my children and all the kids, the millions of teenagers that slept on it and the fun they had, but it needed to go. But even though people say, that's crazy, that's a piece of furniture, who cares? Everything you touch has an imprint. Everything you feel has an imprint. So everywhere we're always connected to everything. So when you thank everything for coming, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and you thank everything for leaving, you open up a bigger porthole in you for gratitude, for change, transition, recalibration. And I want to thank the hand of God of bringing in more supernatural provision for all of you. Things where you go, oh my gosh, I wouldn't have thought this could happen. Wow, where did that come from? That you start to see things and feel things and hear things that are best for you. And that you open up to more joy, thank you, God, and more connection. And I want to just impart this information to everybody that's listening. And when you hear this, it'll be the right time for you to bump into the next level of your provision, the next level of your joy and your peace. So it's not just talking about it anymore. That those days are done. And there's a lot of people that are really good at talking about it. It is about living it, feeling it, embodying it, breathing it each and every day. So today I really want to ask you, what do you require? We're going to increase that. Thank you, God. What part of your soul needs to have even to flood with more peace, more joy, more alignment? Let's strengthen you one more time in the innate system, back up to your connection to be loyal to yourself first. Yourself and your connection. God, universe, divine, thank you, God. So let's increase that vibration and then we'll tether you. So tethering means that we're connecting you to the people, places, and things you need to be connected to. And you're connected to everything, but there's a certain realm that you're connected to that help you move forward. Those are the people in your lives and the places. That's why you don't meet certain people. They're not in your soul group. But tether you and their connection to that hand of God, thank you, God, to continue to pull you into the new place. And they're just trying to get that imagery that we got with Magda about how she was like a helium balloon, you know, and she's wanting to just be free. And we want to make sure we allow you to be free so we can actually unplug you from anything that might feel like it's weighting you down. So anything that was in last year's energy weighting you down, and to allow you to have permission. And I want to speak this into all of your bodies, souls, your spirits, into and impart into you, to give you permission to just keep expanding who you are, letting go of the parts you no longer need. You don't have to overanalyze it. You don't have to overlook it. But to give yourself permission to walk into the new and give yourself permission to let go of all the old teachings, all the old places that you thought you had to conform to, and open you to learning something new. So if you can commit to yourself to learning something new, to step into something new and to go get out of that old paradigm, and this is your year, you're going to continue to see the blessings and the miracles come in. Because a lot of people throw those words around. But remember, miracles are small, not big. You can't move the energy and just sit there and expect a miracle. You have to be active in your life and you have to partake in your life, decisions. And when we can increase that vibration for you, then you're going to start to see the new changes unfold at a supernatural speed. So let's increase that. Thank you, God, for supernatural speed. So once again, if you haven't checked out our website, I want to encourage you, tracylclark.com. Go to the attend section. If you are in my area, you can come to some of our live events. They are held sporadically throughout the year. All the dates are there. But once a month, we do a global online call, which we are having one tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You do not need the coupon to get the 50% off. You just go to the Tracy L. Clark website and it is right there. We've made it nice and easy so we can continue to shift and sift you. We have 90 minutes, 7 p.m. Eastern time till 8:30. You do get the replay if you're not able to make it. I also want to encourage you to check out our Miraculous Partnership Program if you really like to stay connected and really understand how you can actually get personally shifted on a very regular basis. That is one of the great programs. But one of the things we've done is, as we are always changing and transitioning, I changed and transitioned again. So you will see a lot of new tools come out to help you this year. We're in the creation mode because there is nothing better than seeing you become the best version of who you can be. So thank you again for joining me. Check us out next week. We have Mark with us to upside down of thinking. You know, we got a great guest. So we will see you next week on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.